107.7 The Island. All I heard was somebody just said, wait till you see. Hi, buddy.
Wait till you see. Aww.
What is this beast's name?
Aww.
This is Dudley.
Dudley. Hi, Dudley.
Wow.
Hi.
So you have polar bears at at the shelter?
We do have polar bears.
Hi.
Dudley, our one-year-old, roughly one-year-old Great Pyrenees.
Oh, he's
what kind of dog?
Great Pyrenees.
I don't know the last word you're saying.
Pyrenees. P-Y-R-A-N-E-S-E, I think.
Pyrenees.
Great Pyrenees.
I never heard that before in my life.
They are used mostly for herding and watching over livestock.
Right.
They just kind of keep the size alone, keep coyotes and keep everyone safe.
The only thing intimidating about her is her size. Yeah. Him.
He's his not, size.
He doesn't seem.
No. He gets along with everybody and everything. Now I wouldn't want him around chickens or anything like, well, yeah, something he would find as a snacky, but.
Laura, just describe.
Well,
what's Dudley? Describe Dudley in coffee terms, but get close to the microphone.
Dudley is an iced coffee. lots of foam, but he's all milk with a little bit of coffee trim around those ears. Oh, look at, and he is so friendly.
Yeah,
he just
like
comes up and hugs us.
Yeah. He goes to every person and he talks.
Oh, yeah, you're a talker. You're a talker.
But he
yes.
goes to every
Hi,
person
baby.
In the room to make sure
Hi.
Everybody pets him.
Hi, baby. Oh, yes.
Except me, because he's, you know, I'm old news.
He's tired of you.
I'm
but have
news.
You guys groomed him? Because
yes.
he's immaculate.
Oh, if you would have seen him when he came in. He was had fleas.
Aww.
And they were so bad that he had parasites.
Oh, no.
Also.
Oh, poor
so,
baby.
So, yeah.
Thanks for doing all that before you bring them into this.
Yeah, no kidding.
So he had a groom, a nail trim.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about when you decide to adopt one this size. That grooming will be necessary, but proper care of an animal, having no identification on him, no rabies, no nothing. And fleas on fleas, which means parasites. He had been skunked at one time. So the groomer worked really hard to get that undercoat smell out.
Yes. So. Oh. But he's stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is
fantastic looking.
Between his tans and he's got a little black undercoat spot. And just the sweetest. All he could stand there and lean on you for.
Yeah,
hours.
he loves to hug. He just loves to move in next to you.
Where
and
did
hug.
He come from?
He's another one that was allowed to run, and you know you got to have proper ID on your animals. It's bad enough that they're allowed to run and get hit by a car and what have you, but have ID on your dang animal, folks, because without ID. You're leaving it up to somebody. They may get hit. You're going to leave it up to animal control to figure out who the owner is.
Yeah.
But I mean, if somebody's missing this animal, they would have contacted every shelter in the vicinity.
They would be looking,
yeah.
But without proper ID. How do we know with all the calls you get,
true.
Who really is the owner of an animal?
Yeah. And I'm not happy about going back to that owner if that's the kind of shape he was in.
That's a good point too.
And that's another thing is, you know, we have a 3-day hold.
Mm-hmm.
The Humane Society has a 3-day hold with the, you know, with the contract with the city. Anything after 3 days, if you're not coming looking,
it's over.
They belong to us.
You forfeit.
Yeah.
And so we've had this guy.
So yeah, there's nothing to say that they weren't looking on their own, and that's how Dudley ended up in that bad shape. Mm-hmm. However, they dropped the ball by not contacting you.
Not looking and, you know, have some ID. Have a tattoo if you don't want to, if you have a collar or a dog that's not good at wearing a collar, you're afraid something's going to happen. There's tattoos you can do. There's microchips.
Yeah, we got our dog chipped.
Don't cost that much.
No.
Tell me about the tattoos.
There's a tattoo. We have seen them a lot more on breeder dogs, but you can do a tattoo down on their belly. And a tattoo is easily identifiable.
Yeah.
Anybody can see it.
Would you get like an anchor With the Van Halen logo.
Yeah, mama. Like barbed wire.
Have one that says mama on it.
Call my mama.
Hi, Dudley.
But there, I've seen tattoos with phone numbers. I mean, you just...
That's smart.
It's, and
I would do that to my kid if I had a kid.
Or at 4th of July, we tell people, hey, if you didn't plan and you didn't think about it, on your collar, write your phone number with a Sharpie. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
ID, people. Yeah. Then animals can get back. I mean, we're getting to summer again. It's...
Where'd you come up with Dudley?
Doesn't he look like a Dudley?
Dudley Do-Right. Yes.
It was between
Dudley
Do-Right and Dudley Moore. Couldn't decide.
Oh, yes. You're such a sweetheart. Gosh, you're just so friendly.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to name after a while, but you just kind of hang around with him for a little bit and go, you look like a Dudley.
Yes. He is probably about 80 pounds.
Very good. He was 78 when we took him to the vet.
Yeah, because he's about the size of my crackheads. Would you like to visit my crackheads?
As long as you're in the room, Laura, what does it cost to feed one, and then we'll do the math, one 80-pound beast crackhead?
Well, we have two 80-pound beast crackheads, so I go through a 40-pound bag of food a month, and then it's not the food that costs so much, it's the treats. Because I'm a treat sheriff at my house, and I am all about doing the treats. We do a lot of treats. So it's probably about $60 for the food. It's probably about $160 for the treats.
That's an expense. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or Pro Team Design. .com.
France, man.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
France, man. One man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
See pictures of Dudley. Tell me the name of the breed again.
Great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
How did that name escape me my entire life?
And that's not a cheap dog. That's a very expensive type of breed.
Speaking of which, what would it cost to adopt Dudley?
Dudley's adoption is $250, and that goes. We've already done a grooming. We started his vaccinations, and he gets neutered this week, so he will be ready by this weekend. So we're looking for somebody who, as usual, is wanting their best friend. Or in his case, he could easily be the therapy type to around if...
There's a real gentleness to him.
Very much. He's very calming.
Yeah.
Because all he wants is... And he smells so much better than he did.
Yeah. And he just hugs you. He just comes over and he leans against you.
He just wants
to
lean on you.
Yeah. You were such a good boy.
I'm talking about you, Duds.
You're such a good boy.
And Dudley, I'm going to give away all your secrets. Whoever adopts him, you need to understand, if you try and give him like a milk bone or a biscuit, mm-hmm. he will look at you like...
This ain't cutting it.
No. So then we looked for some other treats and he spit them out. So we're like, okay. So we had some donated, they were called Yum Sticks, and they look exactly like a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
And somebody had donated these, so I thought, okay, let's try this, because this is what I would like. I would like a charcuterie board, something lined up. This is his kryptonite. If we...
They don't call it a Yum Stick for nothing.
No. And they come in pork and chicken and beef, and so we ordered some from Chewy online.
Mm-hmm.
So... With his adoption, we can throw in a couple of these, because if you want him to go back into his kennel or come in from the outside when he says no, he doesn't like rain very much, by the way, we found out.
Yeah. Is he potty trained?
He actually does pretty well. He gets all caught up in some of the smells. In his kennel at our building, he does not make one mess. When we've had him out, if there's a lot of smells, he'll go and mark, but that's gonna help when we get him neutered.
Yeah, when he gets neutered, that will go away. Yeah.
Is he intimidating to other animals at the shelter? Just because of his size?
Just because of his size, but there's nothing. We've never seen a snarl, a growl.
No aggression.
No. We have other dogs that as they're running past his kennel to go outside, they'll stop and sniff him. And then there's, you know, the nose to nose, but no one's been showing any aggression. So
do some of the other dogs pick on him because of his size, like high school?
Haven't seen it yet.
Like, are there any mean girls in the kennels that
we
you
do?
Know, like,
we do have mean girls at the building,
but they're cats.
But yeah, there do. You know, I think I have seen some leather jackets and some strangeness in the morning when I get there.
Did you say he's not neutered yet?
He will be neutered this week, so he'll be ready to go to his adoptive home this weekend.
You said that by this weekend. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their homes with their caring owners. However, Voice for Companion Animals also does have amazing pets available for adoption, like Dudley, the 80-pound...
Great Pyrenees.
Thank you for kicking in there. He's hip. He's fixed. He'll be microchipped. He's Dudley. See pictures in the blog section of 1077theisland.com.
I like that. He's hip. He's chipped. Ready to be adopted, yes.
Wow. The array of animals you have at the shelter is overwhelming to me.
Yeah, we've got some, we are helping out a situation with a gal, and hopefully she can be reunited with her cat that we've had for a week. But anyway, when she takes that cat, we've got four kittens waiting to come in. So we're...
Oh, wow.
It's already trying to reinvent the building again of, okay, how can we accommodate what is about to happen with spring?
It's called the rescue shuffle.
Yeah, it is. It is the rescue shuffle. It's like, okay, this is happening. We never know when we're going to have puppies in the well again. Uh-huh. Let's redo this and make room.
He likes you.
Is Dudley wearing eyeliner? Did you get a picture of his eyes?
It's called guyliner. Guyliner.
See pictures of Dudley wearing guyliner in the blog section of theisland.com.
He's beautiful.
Robin, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Dudley and I appreciate it.
Dudley, you're going to get adopted in about 10 seconds.
How many animals in the shelter now?
Oh, gosh. 26, I think.
Oh, wow.
Do you recall what the most you've ever had was?
We were just over 30 when we had the litter of puppies in the well and that kind of thing. Rosie's. I think it was Rosie's. Or Molly's litter. Mm-hmm. When you get the litters and the litter of kittens that happen all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, boy, we can really use fosters that'll...
Yeah.
Fosters are wonderful. Not only do they free up a spot at your building, but they give you an insight to what the animal is going to look like when they get adopted.
Sure.
What can you tell a potential adopter about their behavior in a home?
Yeah. It's like a halfway house.
Yeah.
You're easing them into society.
Easing them into society.
Yes.
We are a halfway house.
If you can foster, contact me here. I've got Voice for Companions phone number, 402-527-8228. I'll repeat that if you call. And Robin, thank you for all that you do and pass that on to all of your volunteers.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. We've got a couple dogs that they would love to get out of the kennel. We have had one for a year and one for eight months that are still sitting, Kira and Mia. So we would love to at least maybe find a foster or something where they can get a chance to find out what couch life is about.
Sure. Yes. Poor babies. Well,
thanks again. In closing, just one question is, are the yum sticks edible for humans?
It actually, and I'm not going to tell you how I know this, it actually says on there human grade.
Oh, my.
Really? Looks just like a fat Slim Jim.
It is a fat Slim Jim.
I feel
Slim
as though
Jim.
I should test it just to make sure Dudley's getting quality product.
I agree. I think you should test it.
I think if you even smell it, it smells like a Slim Jim.
Can I see if there's ingredients on there?
Yeah, there's ingredients in there.
In 3-point type?
I'm going to give you
Well, no, I'm not going to try it until I read the ingredients.
Yeah, because...
Really? Where is your sense of adventure?
What if there's horse meat in there?
There isn't. The first ingredient is pork.
Oink, then oink.
Water, sea salt. It's like Thanksgiving. Pork, water, sea salt, brown sugar, citric acid, something, celery powder,
Wow.
Sea salt, black powder.
That's it?
Yeah. Told you, human grade. This is a Slim Jim. Smell.
Try it. Try it. I double doggy dare you.
No, there is nothing in there that would not. In fact, I think
it's. Can I try it and I give him a piece?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at him. He knows you have it.
It's probably less spicy. Where are you going? It's probably
I don't have it.
It's gotta be less spicy than a Slim Jim, though, right? Because you wouldn't want spicy.
Go see him. He has your treat.
You're right. It's not as spicy.
Yeah, it's probably more bland.
I am so proud of you for eating that.
This is healthier than some of my snacks. Look, yes. There's no MSG, and it's gluten-free and soy-free.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
half
need
the snacks on your desk are evil.
She got Hostess Ho-Hos and Ding Dongs?
Yeah.
That's
Dudley. Dudley, look at what do you got?
He'll share with you.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorite.
That's good stuff. It.
There we go.
I'm proud of you for chewing that.
Can he share? Has some more?
Look at his eyes. He's addicted.
Isn't he pretty?
Yeah, very.
So pretty. I just can't believe that somebody who originally owned him isn't looking for him. I can't believe it.
Like it's I say, get your gorgeous. Animal ID.
In your estimation, what are the chance? How far can an animal like this wander from? Is there a chance he's from nowhere near mid-Nebraska? And that's why there's...
Well, there's a chance, but I can tell you from a rescue standpoint, a little hint inside the rescue world, when you find out that there have been... There's a dog like this that was found on the west part of town with no owner coming forward. There was this one out east of us in Merritt County, and then there were several at the shelter. To us, that means there was a backyard breeder who couldn't find them or didn't really vet who they were adopting or selling to. So this is what you have. You get overran with dogs not being cared for.
Thank God for what you do. Keep up the good work.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Duds.
He's amazing. I want him.
It had to be in less bland, right?
A little bit, yeah.